Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Rules of engagement are pretty easy. If you want to send me a message, the easiest way to do that is send me a text message. On your message app, use this number, 33103, and just somewhere in the message, use the word Mike or Michael. That's the keyword, and I'll read your message. And I appreciate all the messages you send. You can send them anytime. It doesn't have to be when I'm on air. Anytime you're listening to the podcast, whatever, you think about something, send me a text message. I'd also appreciate it if you would subscribe to the podcast. That's very easy to do. On your podcast app, whatever you use to listen to podcasts, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit subscribe. Boom. You got all taken care of. You're happy. I'm happy. Done. See how easy this is? I've been thinking about this lawfare going on against Donald Trump. And so one of the things that I did, not just for the weekday program, but knowing that I would probably use it this weekend, was to start doing some historical research. Like, how did this all begin? Because we move so rapidly through the news. The news cycle is just, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. It literally is a 24-hour news cycle. And whatever the big story is today, unless something new happens about that story, it dies off and gets replaced by another story. And you just can't keep up. It's just, you know, not that being a talk show host is easy, because you have to have some discernment. You have to decide what it is you want to talk about. You have to research it. You have to study it. You have to be able to talk about it in a way that, you know, maybe makes sense and is persuasive and entertaining all at the same time. But it's also easy in this regard. It's easy in the sense that I'm not short of topics. The topic part is the easiest part. The more difficult part is, what do you pull out of the bazillion topics? Which ones do you pull out for a four-hour program or a three-hour weekend program and then somehow make it interesting? Well, this is where I want you to do a little retrospective with me. Because sometimes looking over our shoulder, not because we're paranoid, although maybe we should be, but we're looking over our shoulder because how did we get to where we are now? You know, the Democrats have gotten the one thing they wanted. Now, all the lawsuits against Trump are still proceeding, although some may be very close to dying, and others are kind of being slow murdered. The documents case, the January 6th case, those are still proceeding, albeit not at the pace that the prosecutor Jack Smith would like. The case in New York has concluded. That gave the Democrats what they wanted. And that was the phrase, Donald Trump convicted felon. And then the Georgia case. Remember the Georgia case? That's kind of gone out. We've kind of lost track of that, right? That's the one where Fannie Willis decided that she and her boyfriend would, go after Trump for election interference. Well, that case is about to die, but I think as it dies, it'll be a big explosion that will kill it. But let's look back. When did all of this start? Because it didn't start with the filing of the criminal charges. It didn't start with the filing of the cases. It started on Friday, November 18, 2022. Friday, November 18, 2022. Because that's the day that the Biden government, not a prosecutor here or a U.S. attorney here or a special counsel there, no, that's the day that the Biden government began its lawfare campaign against Donald Trump. There were three watershed events that appear to be connected, too connected to be coincidence. I don't think they're any coincidence, as I've said many times on my weekday program. I hope I've told you this too. There are no coincidences in D.C. Because on Friday, November 18, on that seemingly unremarkable Friday, back in November, Matthew Colangelo resigned from his position at the Department of Justice to join the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed Jack Smith as special counsel. And Nathan Wade, with the Fulton County District Attorney's Office, was in the middle of an eight-hour meeting with the Biden's White House counsel in the West Wing in Washington, D.C. Did you get all of that? Friday, November 18, 2022. Now, Michael Colangelo resigns from the DOJ. Merrick Garland appoints Jack Smith as special counsel. That appointment's being questioned as to its constitutionality. Nathan Wade, who the boyfriend of Fannie Willis, is hired on as a special prosecutor to prosecute a RICO charge, something for which he has zero experience. And he's in the White House talking to White House counsel. All of that's going on. Now, just 9 days prior to that, on November 9, Joe Biden signaled that he would use the federal government and lawfare campaign against Trump should he seek to retake the White House in the 2024 election. At a press conference, when asked about the prospects of another Trump presidency, Biden said this: "We just have to demonstrate that he will not take power. If he does run, by making sure he, under legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become the next president again." There are no coincidences in Washington, D.C. And let me broaden it out a little more, because there are no coincidences in politics. Biden's remarks, and then the fury of activity at the Department of Justice and the White House just 9 days later, suggest that all the Democrat partisans had received their orders in that press conference, and now they were going to spin up their legal attacks on Trump, which would unfold throughout 2023. So let's take them apart. Matthew Colangelo's, his departure from the Department of Justice on November 18, raises red flags. Let me explain to you why. He occupied one of the top roles in the Department of Justice. He was the acting associate attorney general. It's a pretty dang good place to be in the Department of Justice. Now, it was acting, which means he had not yet been confirmed by the Senate. But that's okay. He abruptly quit his post, but instead of taking a high position with a high-profile, white shoe law firm in D.C., he took a pay cut, and he took a far less prestigious position as an assistant prosecutor in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, a guy by the name of Alvin Bragg. Wow, why would you do that? Because that's not something that's normally done. Because in D.C., people are always climbing the ladder, not climbing off the ladder. Text the word MICROMICHAEL to 33103. Subscribe to the podcast. You know how to do that. Let's talk about this history.
There's a better credit card that supports your conservative values. It's called Coin. That's COIGN.com. Coin is a Visa-backed credit card and America's first credit card built by and for conservatives, created to advance conservative values and embrace the American spirit. While other leading credit cards give millions to the left each year, Coin is helping conservatives to align their dollars with their values. Using Coin means you pay with a purpose. The Coin Visa credit card donates a portion of every transaction to conservative charities. Last year, Coin donated more money to conservative charities than the top 10 major credit card companies combined. Support conservative causes you care about every time you spend right at no cost to you, and earn 1% cash back rewards on every purchase. Sign up today for America's better credit card at coin.com. That's COIGN.com. Select radio from the How Did You Hear About Us section. Terms apply. Go to coin.com/disclosures for full details.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about the day that lawfare against Trump began. The great thing about being able to look back, which is why history is so important, whether it's long-term or short-term, is that you understand how we got to where we are and why we are where we are. As I said, that lawfare against Trump began on Friday, November 18th, 2022. And the first indication of that is Michael Colangelo resigning from his acting assistant attorney general position in the Department of Justice and becoming an assistant prosecutor with the district attorney in Manhattan, Alvin Bragg. Now, just to make sure you understand, a assistant attorney general leaves the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. Now, normally when that happens, that means they're going to one of the big law firms. They're going to go make a boatload of money. But instead, he takes a pay cut, and he goes to work for a prosecutor in New York, where they're able to get what they eventually were able to get, and that was Donald Trump convicted felon. So while Alvin Bragg had hesitated, remember he had hesitated to pursue these falsifying business record charges against Donald Trump, after Colangelo joined his office, Alvin Bragg reversed course and started an aggressive investigation. Coincidence? I hardly think so. Someone from the department, let me be a little more blunt about this. Alvin Bragg, when he had first seen these so-called potential charges against Donald Trump for how'd you categorize your business records, refused to prosecute it. He was like, there's nothing here. But then an assistant attorney general, which is an important distinction to make, an assistant attorney general resigns from the Department of Justice, doesn't take a big firm position, but instead takes a pay cut, takes the Acela train up to New York, and takes a job with Alvin Bragg's DA's office, and suddenly the DA, who was not going to prosecute Trump over those charges, reverses course, and now he suddenly does decide, and he starts a vigorous, thorough investigation? Yeah, there are no coincidences. That's where it begins. Now, Jack Smith's appointment as a special counsel, he's the one that's overseeing the January 6th case and the documents case. That meant that the Attorney General was taking the January 6th riot and the classified document investigation outside the normal Department of Justice channels. So if you want to make sure that you get done what you want to get done, or in this case, what you want to get done, what your boss wants to get done, and your boss happens to be the President of the United States, and your boss has said publicly that he's going to do whatever it takes to make sure that Donald Trump never enters the Oval Office again, well, you can't have the January 6th case, and you can't have the documents case being handled within the Department of Justice, where all sorts of lawyers can see what's going on. No, instead, you appoint a special counsel. You tap Jack Smith. Now, you should note that while special counsels are usually elevated from among the ranks of Senate-confirmed U.S. attorneys, Jack Smith had been previously in Europe. What was he doing in Europe? Well, he was a private attorney investigating war crimes in Kosovo at The Hague. So the choice of Jack Smith was likely due to his reputation, which he has, as an overly aggressive and a partisan prosecutor. How overly aggressive and how overtly partisan is he? He went after a former governor of Virginia. I forget what the criminal allegations were. The United States Supreme Court overturned those convictions 9-0. That's how aggressive and partisan a prosecutor Jack Smith is. And how convenient to pick somebody who's been over here in Europe, just kind of out of sight, out of mind, doing this stuff at The Hague, and let's bring this rabid dog in to take on January 6th and documents. So on the same day as Jack Smith's appointment as a special counsel, just a few blocks away, Fulton County, Georgia, Prosecutor Nathan Wade was meeting with attorneys in the White House counsel's office. Now, Wade had been hired by his romantic partner, by his girlfriend, Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis. Why? Because she wanted him to assist her with the RICO investigation and the subsequent prosecution of Donald Trump. A month after Wade's meeting at the White House, on December 15, a special purpose grand jury in Fulton County, Georgia, handed down a sealed recommendation for indictments against Trump and others, Giuliani and all these others, for allegedly interfering in the 2020 presidential election. That's how, and that's the day Lawfare began. And that's how it was a coordinated effort between the Department of Justice and the White House. I've often said you don't have to directly get orders from a president or the chief of staff to know what the president or the chief of staff wants done. Sometimes they'll tell you in a press conference. Sometimes you'll just know. Sometimes you might just get an email that says, hey, can you come over for a visit? You know, the president wants to talk to you for a moment. So you go into the Oval Office for a private meeting. I've been in so many private meetings where Bush would sit down and just talk about, you know, I'm really concerned about XYZ. He'd never tell you what to do, but you knew what he wanted done. Now, with Bush, it was never anything nefarious. It was never anything like, hey, Brown, go after this guy. No, wasn't that. He was just like, you know, we really need to take care of this. Or we need to really take care of that. Or I want you to spend some time because, you know, we need to shore up our visibility in this disaster going on in Georgia or South Carolina somewhere. Okay, well, I'll make sure I'll fly down and I'll do some press conferences and, you know, we'll do whatever. Yeah. You don't need to be told what to do. You know what to do. And again, there are no coincidences. So in this case, there were no coincidences here. None whatsoever. It was a well-oiled plan put together starting on Friday, November 18, 2022. And so where are we? Well, we've got the one thing they wanted, and that is Donald Trump, convicted felon. But all the other cases are beginning to, I wouldn't say rapidly, but they're beginning to somewhat slowly but persistently fall apart. Some people are upset with Judge Cannon down in Fort Pierce, Florida, because she's actually taking the case seriously. She's actually questioning. She's reading the briefs put on by Trump's attorneys about why Jack Smith's appointment may be unconstitutional. She's having hearings this past week about that very issue, and she's asking very good questions. She appointed a special master to deal with the classified documents because she wanted control over those classified documents. She didn't want some other judge doing it. She wanted someone answering to her about it. She's taking control of that case. And, of course, what's happening now? They're coming after her for doing her job. It's fascinating to me. Remember, there are no coincidences.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Elevate your Bandaloop viewing experience in celebration of the Sundial Bridge's 20th anniversary with Turtle Bay's VIP ticketed viewing parties, taking place during the Bandaloop morning and evening performances on both Friday, June 28th and Saturday, June 29th. Individual tickets as well as tables for eight include admission into the VIP garden area with the best reserved views of the Bandaloop show, plus food and drinks served by Mosaic Restaurant during the evening performances. Buy tickets now for the VIP experience at celebrate20.com/VIP.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest Sundays here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So the rules of engagement, let's do this one. You want to subscribe to the podcast, that's real easy. Go onto your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Do it right now. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button, and then you've got, boom, on your podcast app, you've got all 5 days of the weekday program, and you've got the Saturday program, so you've got the weekend program, too. You've got everything. So I'm pretty excited about this coming week because we're going to have we're going to have a showdown. Or maybe we're going to have a press conference. Maybe we're going to have a bloodbath. Maybe we'll see a cheap fake. Who knows what we're going to see? But you know what we will see? Something that they're going to call a debate. Now, I don't know whether it's going to be a debate or not, but I can't wait to watch it. Now, I will say this, though. I think the Republicans have a horrible habit of setting expectations for Joe Biden way too low. Oh, he's going to have a senior moment. Oh, he's going to mumble his words. Oh, he's going to walk off stage. He won't be able to stand for 90 minutes. He's going to, you know, he's going to fall apart. Wait, no, don't do that. Talk about how great he's going to be. Talk about, you know, because the Democrats keep talking about, oh, you know what? We want to see a repeat of the State of the Union speech. Yeah, I'd like to see that too. Except the State of the Union speech, whatever he was jacked up on, I don't know, B12, some sort of Adderall, ketamine, I don't know, I don't know. They had him jacked up on something. But can they jack him up enough where he can take questions for 90 minutes on the same stage with Donald Trump, a guy that he utterly despises? And, of course, Trump despises him, too. So you got two people who hate each other on the stage, and they're supposed to act presidential. The Democrats are actually doing a better job of setting expectations when over at MSNBC...
Yeah, it certainly... There's a sense that, because the Bidens didn't really push for it, no crowd, because Trump plays off the crowd so well, he'll be deprived of that. There was a coin flip yesterday, and the Biden team won the coin flip, picked which podium to have, as opposed to the ability to go last. So actually, it'll be Trump who delivers the closing argument, next Thursday, at least. So Eugene's point, the Biden camp, we can tell how important they think this moment is. Mm-hmm. When they wanted to have it. June, the earliest we've had a general election debate in decades, because they do need to remind Americans, this is the choice. They need to remind Americans, hey, this is who Donald Trump is and who he will be again.
Well, the Biden campaign needs to set the narrative early that Biden is competent and capable to lead going forward, and he absolutely cannot have a senior moment at this debate. That's what I heard from, I was in Wisconsin and Michigan 2 weeks ago for a lot of focus groups, and what I heard from voters, Democrats who support Biden, is just that they are going to be watching and they want to make sure that he's up to the task.
It's like watching NASCAR. It's like watching the Grand Prix. I know a lot of people watch it because they like the speed and they like the races, but a lot of people watch them for the wrecks. They want to see the car wrecks. That's what they want to see. It's hard to imagine. I don't get it. What possessed Joe Biden to decide that this was a good idea for him, unless maybe he wasn't the one that made the decision, which is very likely the case. Since we're in this era of just crazy psychodrama, this event's like some sort of ritual sacrifice. Because Biden's public performances have, I don't know, they've not been very reassuring. I'll put it that way. They're neither reassuring in either the utterances of the words that he says or the physical poise that he has. Now, we're told that those are all deep fakes. I'm sorry, they're all cheap fakes, some of which are apparently deep fakes. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kareem Jean-Pierre, is really upset about that. She doesn't like people talking about these cheap fakes, and she doesn't like people taking things that are apparently edited. Wait a minute. Edited? How? We watch them ourselves. We know exactly what they're like. But she's upset about it.
There seems to be a sort of rash of videos that have been edited to make the president appear especially frail or mentally confused. I'm wondering if the White House is especially worried about the fact that this appears to be a pattern that we're seeing more and more.
Yeah, I think you all have called this the cheap fakes video, and that's exactly what they are. They are cheap fakes video. They are done in bad faith.
Done in bad faith. Let me explain quickly, because I've been there, so I know what I'm talking about. Almost all of the videos that you see are either White House cameras themselves, particularly if it's something going on, say, at in the Rose Garden. Or he's conducting a press conference. He's with a state leader. It's either official White House cameras that are recording the event, or it's a pool camera. What do I mean by a pool camera? Well, the White House press corps, which is comprised of dozens and dozens and dozens of different news outlets, can't have dozens and dozens and dozens of video cameras on the South Lawn or in a tight space like the Oval Office. So they all agree that, and they take turns. Today is ABC's turn, and you'll be the pool camera for the day, which means you'll be in charge of getting all the video for us. And the next day it might be Fox News, and the next day it might be CNN, the next day it might be CBS. They take turns doing it. So it's not like that evil Fox News is out there getting, oh, we're the only ones that got this photo. We're the only ones that got this video. No, it comes from the pool. So when she talks about how they're out there, oh,
and I think you all have called this the cheap fakes video, and that's exactly what they are. They are cheap fakes video. They are done in bad faith. And some of your news organization have been very clear, have stressed that these right-wing critics of the president have a credibility problem because of the fact checkers have repeatedly caught them pushing misinformation, disinformation. And so we see this, and this is something coming from your part of the world, calling them cheap fakes and misinformation. And I'll quote the Washington Post, where they wrote about this, and they said how Republicans use misleading videos to attack Biden in a 24-hour period. And to their credit, we have a conservative Washington Examiner did call them out as well, calling out the New York Post. Ironically, several recent cheap fakes actually attacked the president for thanking troops. For thanking troops. That is what they're attacking the president for.
Let's talk about that one for a moment. You know what that one is? That's when he was at the G7 in Italy, and they were out watching the paratrooper demonstration. And as the paratroopers landed and started folding up their parachutes and doing everything, there was a group that had landed behind the G7 leaders, behind their backs. And Biden turned, and I don't know whether he saw them or what, but Biden turned and started walking away from the group. I don't care whether he was going over to watch them, whether he was going over to thank them, whether he was going to go over and salute them, whether he was curious about them. I don't care about any of that. What I know is it shows a lack of presence of mind that you are there with a group of leaders, and the group is watching this group of paratroopers. We're watching this. Now, how do I know that's the case? Because the G7 leaders were all kind of clumped together. They were all watching everything. And then Biden just kind of wandered off, kind of like, oh, well, there's some over here, too. I think I'll go look at them. And you can see Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, kind of nudge Giorgia Meloni, the prime minister of Italy. And the group starts like, oh my gosh, he's wandering off. Let's all kind of shuffle over here. And then Macron actually kind of pushes Meloni, and she turns around and goes over, takes him, kind of like Obama did at that fundraiser in Hollywood, takes Biden by the arm, turns him back around, and brings him over and stands him back in the group. You don't do that to our president of the United States. Except you do it here because he didn't understand that, oh, I'm with this group. It's pretty sad. It's not pretty sad. It's really sad. And quite frankly, what's even more pathetic is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar calling them cheap fakes. No, we all saw it. We all watched it. We all watched Obama did. You know what Obama could have done? I'm surprised he didn't do it, but he's probably more concerned about getting Biden off stage. You know how people will do a, you know, like if you've ever been seen a Broadway play and the lead actors come out, and they're holding hands, and they all raise their arms above their heads together. They're holding hands, and they raise their arms together. Well, Obama was waving to the crowd. He could have taken Joe Biden's hand and raised it into the air as if to be a victory thing and then dropped it and then let him off the stage, but he didn't do that. He didn't even take him by his hand. He took him by the wrist and turned him around, put his arm over his shoulder, and led him off the stage. That's what we're getting. And that's what they're worried about. Biden's performances, again, not very assuring in either utterance or physical poise. He comes off as Captain Queeg meets Mr. Magoo. So you kind of have to wonder, if some ancient tropism of the mind steers him to certain destruction, egged on by those of his own faction who will benefit from his exit. I mean, I saw a great meme the other day about, let Biden wander off. Let him go. Stop it. If Democrats really want him to go away, that's what they would do. Now, let's go to the Bragg prosecution, because I think that's backfired. Text the word Michael to 33103. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. As I always do, I always want to thank the audience. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. If you like the program, tell your friends and neighbors and your enemies about it. Subscribe to the podcast. Do all of those things. But I sincerely appreciate everybody tuning in. And it means a lot to me, all the text messages, emails, everything that I get. So, again, thank you. I appreciate it. So we're talking about the debate coming up Thursday, which I absolutely cannot, I'm actually excited about this. Now, either candidate can absolutely blow up in our faces. This could be a train wreck of monumental proportions. Now, on Donald Trump's side, his temperament is usually what gets him in trouble. But what he can do is just simply mind your manners, Mr. President. Don't allow yourself to be baited. Don't allow yourself to be taunted by Joe Biden. You know, when you think about the roster of Joe Biden's failures, it's so deep that all Donald Trump really has to do is remind the audience what they well know adds up to an apparently deliberate effort to just wreck this nation, open borders, a growing record of atrocious crimes committed by illegal aliens, the immense anxiety about the intention of jihadists, the anti-Semitism going everywhere, the idiocracy of our role in Ukraine. Are we there to win or not win? What are we really doing there? The cratering on the ground economy of goods and services. When you take away government handouts, bailouts, subsidies, all the shell games, the economy actually sucks right now. The out-of-control deep state, the intel blob that's eating away at our basic liberties, all of the efforts by the cabal to sow hatred and disordering among just normal human relations, and all that's been done to insult and humiliate the people of this country. In short, the record of Joe Biden and all the minions behind him is unequaled for the demolition of our national principles, our institutions, our traditions, all of our aspirations. And if it's not already plain for you to see, all Donald Trump has to do, Donald Trump is in a position to calmly make the case next week, next Thursday night, without resorting to any histrionics. There'll be, you know, Muhammad Ali, Muhammad Ali's famous rope-a-dope. He can do that. He can play a Joe Biden. Let the old fart start yapping about convicted felon. You're a convicted felon. All Trump has to do is offer a review, calmly, of all the cash gifts from foreign countries, foreign entities, that went into Hunter Biden's dozen or so shell corporations. Then do a recitation of the bank records, the deal memos, the testimony under oath already in evidence, hearings that are still going on. There's all of that. The economy. Talk to average day Americans that despite getting raises, there was some guy on television the other day, I'm making more money than I've ever made and I'm still falling behind. I haven't changed my lifestyle. I'm just trying to keep up with the old lifestyle I had, and I'm making more money, and I still can't do it. Talk to those people. Talk to the people who go to the grocery store once a week or every 2 weeks. Talk to the people who have to fill up their cars once a week to get to and from work. Talk to the single mothers, the single fathers. talk to them about you understand. Talk to those people who have lost children or loved ones to murder or rape of illegal aliens. It's so simple to do this. Now, there's also a fair chance, in fact, I think there's a pretty good chance, that whatever the Adderall is or the ketamine or whatever they got him jacked up on that Joe Biden he'll quickly melt down altogether into some sort of, I don't know, pathetic, gibbering zombie. You know, and this would be a great opportunity for Trump to use a little humor. I mean, don't laugh at him for mispronouncing words or however he talks. But just say, Joe, Mr. President, could you tell us about your, who was it? What was the uncle's name? Whatever the Uncle Bozzy or whatever it was, being eaten by cannibals. Joe, can you tell us more? Can you give us details about that? Can you tell us about your victory over that arch villain Corn Pop? Or how about your conquest of Mount Everest as you were with Xi Jinping? How about you growing up with Latino and Jewish people in Sacramento and about you rescuing Martin Luther King from a mob of KKKers? You know, just have a little fun with it. Without being mean, point out all the things that Joe Biden has actually said, for which we actually have evidence, and for which we all know is a bunch of bullcrap. You do that, you'll come off with an Oscar. What does the Democrat Party have to do besides run on utterly empty, mendacious battle cry about saving democracy? The Democrat Party really offers nothing but ruin. The debate might even spell the death of the party itself. I don't know. But also don't rule out Joe Biden canceling at the last minute. You know, we have reasons. Well, you know, the president's tired. Well, you know, the president needs to be somewhere. Pay attention. But we'll talk about it next weekend. Because however it goes, it'll be fascinating. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Your pet isn't just a pet, they're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. to Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.